Hello students, how are you? Hope doing well. Welcome to social science class. Today's lesson, which we are going to discuss, outcomes of democracy. Outcomes of democracy, what do you mean by outcomes of democracy? Generally, what do you mean by democracy? Democracy is a form of government in which rulers are elected by the people. Yes or no? What it mean? It means we are electing our rulers or leaders or representatives through election. Such a beautiful concept, democracy. Okay, now we know the meaning of democracy. Democracy is just a form of government where rulers are elected by the people. Now, what do you mean by outcome? Outcome, general meaning, result. So, outcomes of democracy means results of democracy. When any country following democracy, what would be the result? We have been studying about democracy since the 9th standard. Do you remember, children? 9th standard textbook title, Democratic Politics 1. Present 10th class textbook, civics textbook title, Democratic Politics 2. It means both 9th, 10th standard complete textbooks discussing various concepts which are related to democracy. For example, in 9th class, various lessons which are associated with the democratic process, such as what is democracy, why democracy, merits and demerits of democracy, electoral politics, election procedure in India, role of election commission, do's, do nots in election, different processes involved in the election procedure, then working of the institutions. What are those institutions? Like legislature, executive, judiciary, parliament, the prime minister, the president, political and permanent executive in India, and our democratic rights. This is the 9th standard topics. So it is completely related to democracy. To enrich the democracy, to enhance the democracy, different topics have been discussed during 9th standard. Then what about present 10th class? Present 10th class, do you remember the first lesson? Yes, power sharing. So, democracy, almost all, sharing of power is very, very important. If you don't want to share the power, if you want to concentrate the power with one hand, what would be the result? Very excellent way demonstrated in this lesson. Especially, if you look into the Sri Lankan issue, what would be the outcome? Whereas if you share the power, beautiful example given in case of Belgium. In that way, this lesson very nicely explained. Then if you go to the second lesson, federalism, meaning of federalism, key features of federalism, as we are following federalism, our country India, it is a democratic country. One of the world's largest, biggest democratic country. We are following federalistic principles, federal country, our country. So, that is the reason why we should know the definition of federalism, key features of federalism, different roots of federalism, what makes India a federal country. Theoretically and practically, in which way one can say that India is a federal country. Then how we are following, practicing federalism. then decentralization. So all these topics are enriching the democracy. Okay, then moving on to the next lesson, democracy and diversity. This lesson, most of the root cause for social differences, similarities, divisions, overlapping, cross-cutting social differences, and politics of social divisions. So all these concepts, so especially when you are talking about democracy, success of democracy depend upon various social factors also. All those factors clearly explained in this lesson. Moving on to the next lesson, that is gender, religion and caste. Here we have come across gender and politics, feminist movement, disadvantages facing by women, their political representation, communism and politics, caste inequalities, caste in politics, politics in caste. It means it is a social flavor. When you are talking about democracy, the democracy's success, real success of democracy depend upon various factors, but we should not neglect the social factors. What do you mean by social factor? As we have discussed, caste based, religion based, gender based, discriminations, reasons, how to overcome those discriminations, very beautifully discussed in that lesson. So our journey of democracy, which we have started 9th standard, where we have discussed various dimensions of democracy through different lessons, then same continue to the 10th standard based on these lessons. Then one more lesson, expression in democracy through movements, popular struggles, all these topics we have discussed in the lesson called popular struggles and movements. Though we have not studied this lesson directly, but if you concentrate, whenever you are getting time, if you refer this lesson, very beautiful movements where the mass gatherings, people were participated, shown their anger. This is also one of the beautiful angle of democracy. Democracy will always accompany differences. It is ready to bear the criticism, but it is a constructive way. This is the best example lesson. Then next lesson, when you talk about democracy, especially countries like India, no one knows anything about democracy. What I mean to say, instead of talking about democracy, if you ask them about the political parties, very beautifully they will explain. It means the visible form of democracy, countries like India, is a political party. The complete election procedure, as we have discussed this lesson, starting democracy is a form of government where representatives are elected by the people. This election procedure, when you are talking about the elections, political parties are very, very important in the election procedure. So the political party lesson nicely explained about the meaning of political party, then functions or challenges of political parties, different party system like one party, two party, multi-party, how to decide that. Then political parties also, they have their own constraints, they have their own challenges, how to overcome those challenges. All these things very beautifully explained in political parties. The present lesson, based on 9th and 10th, complete one outlook. So one particular country following democracy, what would be the result? How to assess the democracy? Why we should assess the democracy? How we can say democracy is the best form of government? So in that procedure, this lesson we are going to evaluate the democracy based on economic outcome, based on political outcome, as well as based on the social outcome. So all this way we are going to evaluate the democracy, and let's see in which way democracy is a best form of government. Since we all know that democracy is a better form of government, when we compared with other alternative governments, how we can say? We can say based on following reasons. What are those reasons? Here are the reasons. Number one, democracy promotes equality among citizens. Second point, democracy enhances the dignity of the citizen individuals. Democracy improves the quality of decision making. Democracy provides a method to resolve conflicts. Democracy allows to correct our own mistakes. So children, that's why we can say democracy is a better form of government in the modern world. So children, it will be clear that democracy is a better form of government when you compare to the other alternative governments like monarchy, military rule or religious leaders. But one thing, whatever democracy promotes the equality, enhancing the dignity, improving the quality of decision making and provide a method to resolve conflicts and allowing us to correct our own mistakes, all these expectations realizing really is following by democracy? Is democracy really providing such facilities? So here one dilemma. What is the dilemma? Democracy is seen to be good in principle but felt to be not good in its practice. So when we want to evaluate democracy, so this lesson main purpose to evaluate the democracy, outcomes of democracy. So some instances shows that democracy is the best form of government because of equality, dignity, providing dignity and decision making. But if you go in practical, there are certain constraints where democracy could not overcome that. That's why based on that outcome, we may get dilemma. Really democracy is the best form of government? Yes or no? Because most of the countries present world following democratic ideology in the form of regular elections, respecting the minorities, providing the fundamental rights. In this case, almost there is no social differences, economically good growth, achievement, these and all minimum expectations from the democracy. Is expectations are realized under democracy? That is the point now. But one thing we should not forget, our interest and fascinations for democracy often pushes us into taking a position that democracy can address all socio-economic and political problems. See here, our expectations, over expectations on democracy. Why expectation? Because when we are following democracy, automatically democracy can take care of all the problems. All socio-economical, political issues can be resolved very beautifully under democracy. Is it so? No. It's not like that. Simply following democracy, don't expect the outcome like that. Why? Why? Because democracy is just a form of government. It can only create conditions for achieving something. Whatever your expectations, social expectations, economical expectations, political expectations, by simply following democracy, don't expect that everything would be cleared. It's not like that. Democracy, just it's a form of government. It can only create the conditions for achieving something. The citizens have to take advantage of those conditions and achieve those goals. So, finally, the success of democracy depends upon you and me. ఈవెన్ సిటిజన్స్ ఆల్సో దే హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ సమ్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ బ్లైండ్లీ బ్లేమ్ డెమోక్రసీ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ ఫెయిల్యూర్. దట్స్ వాట్ దే వాంట్ టు కన్వే హియర్. యాజ్ వీ నో, డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఇస్ అకౌంటబుల్, రెస్పాన్సివ్ అండ్ లెజిటిమేట్ గవర్నమెంట్. వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్? వాట్ డూ మీన్ బై అకౌంటబుల్ గవర్నమెంట్? అకౌంటబుల్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఈజ్ ఎ గవర్నమెంట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆన్సరబుల్ ఆర్ విచ్ రిక్వైర్స్ టు జస్టిఫై ఇట్స్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ డెసిషన్స్. ఏ డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఈజ్ ఆన్సరబుల్ టు ద పీపుల్. నోట్ దిస్ పాయింట్, డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఈజ్ ఆన్సరబుల్ టు ద పీపుల్. ఇన్ ఎ డెమోక్రసీ పీపుల్ ఎలెక్ట్ దేర్ రిప్రజెంటేటివ్స్ హూ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ రన్ ద గవర్నమెంట్. ఇఫ్ దీస్ గవర్నమెంట్ డస్ నాట్ వర్క్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద విషెస్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్, వాట్ దే విల్ డూ? దే హ్యావ్ ద రైట్ టు చేంజ్ దెమ్. డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఆల్సో ఎ రెస్పాన్సివ్ గవర్నమెంట్. వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్? ఇట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద నీడ్స్ అండ్ ఆస్పిరేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్, గవర్నమెంట్ షుడ్ రెస్పాండ్. ఇఫ్ ఎనీ ప్రాబ్లమ్ కమ్స్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ విల్ రెస్పాండ్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సాల్వ్ దట్ పర్టికులర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. సో దిస్ వీ కెన్ సీ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్. దిస్ రెస్పాన్సివ్, క్విక్ రెస్పాన్సివ్. నెక్స్ట్ లెజిటిమేట్ గవర్నమెంట్. సీ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్, ప్రొసీజర్స్, నార్మ్స్ టు బి ఫాలోడ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ పర్ఫెక్ట్ వే దే విల్ టేక్ ద డెసిషన్ అండ్ దే విల్ ఇంప్లిమెంట్ ద డెసిషన్ కంప్లీట్లీ లెజిటిమేట్లీ దే విల్ టేక్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే ఆర్ థింకింగ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ దే వాంట్ టు ఇంప్లిమెంట్ వితౌట్ ప్రాపర్ నార్మ్స్, వితౌట్ ప్రాపర్ ప్రొసీజర్స్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్. డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఏ లెజిటిమేట్ గవర్నమెంట్. దట్స్ వై ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అట్ ద పొలిటికల్ అవుట్కమ్ ఆఫ్ అ డెమోక్రటిక్ గవర్నమెంట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ అకౌంటబుల్, రెస్పాన్సివ్ అండ్ లెజిటిమేట్ గవర్నమెంట్. బట్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రాసెస్ సమ్టైమ్స్ వీ మే ఫీల్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఏ ఎఫిషియంట్ గవర్నమెంట్. వై దిస్ డౌట్ వీఆర్ గెటింగ్? బికాస్ ఇట్ విల్ టేక్ టైమ్ టు టేక్ ఎనీ డెసిషన్. సమ్టైమ్స్ విత్ వెరీ లిటిల్ స్పాన్ ఇట్ కెన్ బి సాల్వ్డ్. Sometimes it will take time, long time. Because why it is taking this much time? Because there are certain rules and regulations to be followed. Maximum number of people to be involved in the decision. So once they want to follow these rules and regulations, norms to be followed, definitely it's a time consuming. When time is more, cost also would be more. So based on this particular outcome, we should not neglect the democracy. Yes, democratic government decisions will be taken time, sometimes time consuming, cost would be more. This is because to involve maximum number of people in that particular decision, that is the only reason. So that's why it is a positive aspect of democracy. Sometimes if you want to examine the norms and procedures which the decision has been taken, that you can, we should know that. We know what, on what basis they have taken the decision. This is called transparency. Complete rules and regulations, complete decisions, they are going to take on the basis of certain norms and procedures. As a citizen, if you want to know, definitely you can get it. This is called transparency. For example, Right to Information Act, except the important to the country's security, almost every area from central government or state government, as a citizen we can get the information. So all these things only possible in democracy. Don't expect these qualities from the non-democratic government, though they are taking the decisions very quickly, but the outcome of the decision, a benefit of those decisions, don't imagine that maximum number of people are getting benefit. It's not like that. Only democracy, though taking time more, it's a time consuming decisions, but ultimately not 100%, but maximum number of people would be happy based on such decisions. sometimes not only political outcomes, even economical outcomes also very, very important. So, democratic government, political outcome, economical outcome, social outcome. These are the three ways which we are going to evaluate. Under political outcome, accountability, responsive, legitimate, under transparency, yes, sometimes there are some constraints like corruption. It is more in democracy. But that is not only the reason to avoid democracy, because as we have discussed earlier, democracy is just only a form of government. It can create the conditions to achieve something which we want to do. Don't blame democracy for not achieving such things. So corruption, ultimately, citizen, you and me, we have to be cautious about it. We should think of it. Based on the data, textbook, whatever given, page number 92, there are certain countries, especially Asian continent, like Bangladesh, India, Nepal, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, how far democracy is preferable. What about the dictatorship? So some data they have given, please refer the data to understand in different way, better way. Then, if you talk about the economical outcome, economical growth, economical development, see, ultimately economical development matters to any country. So, economical development or progress of the country under dictatorship is better than democracy. Yes, it is absolutely right. As per the data, page number 94, this is the data given by Cambridge University Press, 2000. Most of the democratic